I shrimp.
Hey, hello everyone. Okay, the next piece is quite, even though it's in the Derech HaPshat of the Gra, it's particularly complicated. So it's a job complex. Let's try our best. And at the completion of this time. At the completion of this time of these days, remember he did a party for 180 days for everybody. Asa Melch Cholam and Nimtzayim b'Shushan Abira. He made a the Melch made for all the people in Shushan, from the older ones to the younger ones. Mishteh, a party for Shivas Yamin b'Chatzar. Okay, in the Chatzar, in the courtyard of the Gina, the courtyard of the Gina of the Bisan HaMelech of the palace. So first of all, says the Gra, just some pshat, it says he made a party for those who were nimtza in Shushan. Why were they nimtza in Shushan? It's according to the Gra, they were there before him. They were there before the whole malchus and the whole palace was there because the throne was there, and then he built the palace around the throne, right? That whole story. So since the throne was there, he had built the palace around the throne. And then he moved the whole Malchus, he moved the whole capital city to Shushan. So the people were Nimtza in Shushan when he came. So now, since they were Nimtza in Shushan when he came, so they're called Nimtzoyim b'Shushan Abir. Okay? Now, to be honest, the next piece is when he explains what the Chatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech. He goes into really deep stuff over here. So it's a little confused, a little deep. But we could try just to understand the basic. He says like this: Shederach Gan HaMelech, inside the Gan, which is the place where the Melech kind of hangs out for recreational purposes. Bayis, so he makes a bayis in the Gan. Lefnei Gan or a chotzer, and in front of the Gan there's a chotzer. Vayishivam Shom b'chotzer shelefnei Gan. There's a chotzer, and then there's a Gan, and in the Gan there's a bison for the Melech. There's three layers. There's the chotzer. There's where there's the gan. Chotzer is outside. The gan is where the melech primarily is mishtasheya, is recreationally enjoys his time. And then there's when he wants to go and live in the gan. He has like a home. He has like a house with a bed, the outdoor, whatever, which is the bisan hamelech.
Amen.
Okay, now. He says like this. So he's in the Chatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech. And the Pasuk is saying that even in that Chatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech, there was Chor Kapras Ruscheles Ochus Bechad Boots V'Argoman Al Glili Kesav Amud Yishesh. There's all this fancy stuff even in that Chatzar. Okay, fine. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. V'ha'inyan. V'ha'inyan. What are we talking about? What's the Rem? I don't know why he's putting this into the Derech of Pshat. I would have rather him put in the Derech of Remez, and we'll get to it when we get to it. But he puts it into the Derech of Pshat. Shalosh Almin. There's three worlds. Hashem created the universe in three worlds. Olam HaElyon, Sheshamu HaMachitza Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelosham Olam Nishmas HaTzadikim HaGedolim Mikor B'nei. So there's an upper world where Hashem himself, Kav Yachol, resides. And over there, the Nishmas HaTzadikim go. Shot. Then there's Olam, which is where Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishtasheya with the others, right? He his ziv hashchina is there, and others can enjoy from the ziv hashchina. It's not its private area. So who goes to the Gan Eden? Is the tzaddikim, regular tzaddikim. The shlishi is who Olam Hazeh, which is the chotzer. That's why it says haskin atzmocha b'proizer. So that's what it's saying here, that he made another party for those in Shushan in the Chotzer. The Chotzer is in Olam Hazeh. Kloymar Hareshon b'Chotzer v'Tzadikim b'Gina. V'Bnei Eloyin b'Beisam. He had three parts for all three levels of Tzadikim. And what's it saying? Pirish, Shenosan b'Chir b'Yad Adam b'Derech Shad Moitzel Leilich Molich HaNoisan. The Gemara says they had a choice which suda to attend, which means you have a bechira. The remez here is you have a bechira to choose your path. Are you going to be a chotzer person? Are you going to be a, I'm happy with my ticket in chotzer. It's pretty It's easy. I don't have to fight for a seat in the Gan. Got my seat. That's good. I'm enjoying it. So that's a chatzar person. That's an Olam Hazeh person. Then there's the Gina people. And then there's the Bisan HaMelech people. Okay? וזהו שאומר השיבם בחוצה שהוא אלום הזה ולא היה חזיק כאן והשיבם בגין הפיר שאין אלום היה יכל להחזיק כאן וישם כאילו לא מהבה אין כדאי לו והשיבם בגין בגן עדן. The certain tzaddik in the Gemara says that the Gemara says that he put everyone in the chatzar and it didn't fit everyone. So some people went into the gan. Then it didn't fit anyone and some people went into the bisan. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is telling me what that means is that because broke away the world and most people end up being satisfied with the chatzar. But it's not good. Some people realize it's not where they belong, so they try to make it into the gan. And some people even realize that the gan is not for them, and they try to make it into the bisan hamelech.
So who's in the bisan hamelech? Tzaddikim end up in the Zayin.
It's the people whose neshama is rain, apparently. It's the bnei Eloyim. It's the bnei Eloyim. Who the bnei Eloyim? I don't know. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about who the bnei Eloyim are. But the stomach of a person's speaks Lashon Hara is not B'nai Lions, for example. just to connect it to, you know, Chavetz Chaim, you know? I don't know, but B'nai Lions is those people. How and why does this fit into over here? We have to go back to the whole Derech Remez of what's going on. He basically said before, in the Derech Remez, I mean, we can go into it. It's very hard, Derech Remez. But he basically says that the 180 days, or the 180 days, of the, if you divide the year, how many days are there in the year? 150, 365, which he says 365 plus a quarter is 366. So 366 days of the year. So he says, how many days if you take away the nights? It's 183. So he says 180 is days of the party. It's 180 days. It's party days. And that's, there's 3 days of the year. It says Rosh Chodesh El, Shanim Kippur, which are Olam Haba Dikah days. So the party he made, the party, which is the Yitzhahara's Shlita over the person, is for 180 days. There's 3 days. He says Rosh Chodesh El, which is Rosh Chodesh El, Rosh Shanim Kippur, which was Mishnah Sholosh L'Molchai.
Sorry,
Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Oh, yeah. Mishnah Sholosh L'Molchai, in the third day of his Malchus, means the third day that the Neshama has power for 3 days. So if the Neshama has power for 3 days, there's 180 days left for the party. And at that part, in that party, is where you can make your choice in life. You have 180 days left, you're going to make the choice in life where you're going to go. But every word and every piece is very meduktuk in the Derech Remez. So it's a little complicated to mix the Derech Remez and the Derech Pshat. No, he just threw that in over here. Apparently he felt that this is something that even the Derech Pshat, the Kayyidin, like us, should know about. So, okay. Anyway, so there's definitely something else going on in the Pesukim here that it's being Meramez to the fight of the Yetzer Hara of the person, and he finds himself in the Chatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech. Okay. So what was there? B'chur, Karpas, Utcheles, which are all, Rashi says, Amine Big De Tzivoinim, and he was paras them as like sheets. B'chavli Butzvar, Alchuz, which were held up or wrapped around B'chavli Butzvar, Gomen Aglile Kesef Amudei Sheish, on poles of silver and pillars of marble, and there were gold mitzvah zav kesef, beds of gold and silver, al ritzbas, and the floor was bat vashesh v'darvas echaris. Again, this is going to have to be meaningless, because otherwise, why is the Torah, why is Megillah telling us the materials, you know, interior design over here? What's the purpose of all this detail? So whatever we're going to learn now is in the Derech HaPshat. And the Derech HaRemez. And Derech HaRemez is a whole different thing. But in Derech HaPshat, Pirish, Shederech HaSor, Mishayim Lem Safsol, Mekisoyis, Leishavaleim, El Yishum, Lachila, Alamitois, Vein Lem, Amal, Lismach, HaKuf. So they don't have tables and chairs. They have just mitzvahs. It's more chashav. Galgalim ubesoicham amudim gvayim upersim begadim amudim danim amud laamud. Okay. So details in how they do this. Umisaper lono akasav kolzois. This is the gra. This is the gra in the derech pshat. This is the gra in the derech haremes. Because every word here in the derech haremes is saying something very big. Now, kopanim in the derech pshat, he says, "Mal masaper lono akasav kolzois laharois malas atzadikim loyelam abo." It wants to explain to us if this is what a melech and olam hazeh could have. So apparently the only way a person would know how great and how enjoyable and how fancy Olam Hazeh could be is by reading the Megillah. Right? He's saying, by giving you a moshel of what Olam Hazeh is, it's giving you a mashal, that's going to be Olam Haba. I'm saying there could be people that didn't need to come out to the Megillah to know how much they could enjoy Olam Hazeh. You said that, I mean, in case anyone listens to the recording. But the point is that the Gaon is saying that the Torah wants to explain to us how much a person could enjoy Olam Hazeh. So that we could now understand, oh, that's what Chazal meant. That Yafir Shah, that Olam Haba is greater than Olam Hazeh. I didn't think Olam Hazeh was that great to begin with. So what are you telling me Olam Haba is so much greater than Olam Hazeh? So the Pasuk has to mechadish to you. No, this is the Olam Hazeh I'm talking about. The Olam Hazeh of Achashverosh is the one that it's better than that. Not the Olam Hazeh that you're thinking of. Okay. If we we'll see how we if we get around to the Derech HaRemez on this. Yeah,
Shkoyach.